July here in Juneau was actually the warmest ever recorded, and that's by average temperature. So we had an average temperature of 61.2 degrees. That beat the normal high temperature for Juneau by just over 4 degrees.
Were there any particular days or any particular stretches in which the temperature was pushed over that average?
We certainly had quite a few, especially around the 4th of July and around the middle of the month. But as well, we also had in the this latest kind of dry, warm spell, we've had some near records here. We've actually had some record temperatures here. A lot of them, though, have been record low temperatures. So so you may not notice them as much in the middle of the day, but people sleeping overnight, especially when they woke up in the morning, they might have noticed that their homes could be a little warmer than what they would like.
You mean record highs for the overnight lows then, right?
Right. Record warm low temperatures.
So we're talking about what, temperatures in like maybe the 50s, even the 60s overnight?
Most of our temperatures here in Juneau were in the 50s, although Ketchikan did report some in the upper 60s this month, which was, you know, quite a change for Alaska for sure. The other interesting thing to note is that this was only the third time in all of record keeping at the Juneau International Airport that we averaged for a high temperature in July over 70 degrees.
What about precipitation for Juneau and Southeast for the month of July?
We were the 13th driest on record, and it was the driest in 9 years.
And how much precipitation did we get?
We got 2.82 inches, which was about 61% of normal.
What is normal?
4.60 inches.
Just a little bit on the dry side.
Exactly, exactly.
Is there any indication that this trend, as far as slightly warmer and slightly drier conditions, that is that going to continue into August for Juneau?
Well, August, typically, we start getting a more active storm track, and that is the case across basically Alaska-wide. But that said, it's a lot of you know, marine systems coming off the Gulf of Alaska and in the Pacific. So we don't necessarily cool off a lot during August, but the Climate Prediction Center at NOAA is actually forecasting a 50% probability that our temperatures will remain above normal, and that is opposed to either near normal or below normal.
Okay, but we could probably expect a little bit more precipitation, kind of the usual August range with those storms.
Exactly, exactly. Most people in Southeast Alaska who've been here any time know that our driest months are April, May, and June. And then starting in July, we start to ramp up towards our typically wettest months in September and October.
Okay, Wes Adkins, thanks a lot for the update.
Hey, thank you.